Dr. Geezer, are you with me? Here's a joke. Sit down, open up a drink or something. This might take a minute, Dr. Geezer. He was an old guy, but he was a capitalist. Really a capitalist, if that makes sense. And he had been retired for quite some time, and he was bored to death. He said, I'm going to go back to work. So he opened up, and he had a lot of money because he was a successful capitalist. But he thought, you know what? I want to make more money. How do I get people to come back to me, particularly when I'm so old? And everybody's kind of getting a little over there to the level. What do? So he put up a sign that said, Dr. Geezer's clinic, get your treatment for $500. If I don't cure you, I will pay you $1,000. Okay, Dr. Lefty, he was a known liberal in town who was very positive that the old geezer didn't know beans about medicine. He thought, what a great opportunity. I get free money. I'm a liberal. So he goes in to see him, and here's Dr. Lefty. He says, Dr. Geezer, I've lost all taste in my mouth. Can you help me, please? Dr. Geezer, nurse, bring me medicine from box 22 and put 3 drops in Dr. Lefty's mouth. Dr. Lefty says, that's gasoline. Congratulations, you got your taste back. That'll be $500. Dr. Lefty was very annoyed, and he went home, and he came back in a couple of days, and he says, I got to get my money back. I can't. You know what, Dr. Geezer? I've lost my memory. I can't remember anything. Dr. Geezer, nurse, bring medicine from box 22 and put 3 drops in the patient's mouth. Dr. Lefty, oh no, that's gasoline. Congratulations, you got your memory back. That'll be $500. So he left, and he's very angry. He finally comes back and says, my eyesight has become weak. I can hardly see anything. Well, I don't have any medicine for that, so here's your $1,000 back. But this is only $10. Congratulations, you got your vision back. The moral of the story, just because you're a lefty doesn't mean you can outsmart an old geezer. You got all that? Now you can stand up and pay attention. Here comes some serious stuff. After reflecting very carefully on groping allegations, prime mistake in Canada. We've gone through this before, but I want to do it again because this Me Too stuff is in the news so much. The prime mistake says, I don't think I acted inappropriately. I mean, I respect the fact that someone else might have experienced it differently than me. This is the same guy that said a woman must be believed, but it's okay if it happened to him. And apparently he was in the newspapers and everything a dozen or so years ago that he had been groping this girl, right? And now it's back in the news. Whoa, that doesn't apply to me. These left-wing people are bad people. They really are. It's a brain disease, leftism, just saying. It's all about emotional extortion. That's what they do to you all of the time. Guns, groping. That's what the left does. Emotional extortion. I might use that again. It's kind of a good term because it really does say it. Hey, flags. What do they stand for? United States of America. People kneel and they won't salute the flag. The leader, the prime minister of the wrong country, the president, he's mad and he calls them traitors. In Canada, the leader there, the prime minister, carries a gay flag, and many call him a traitor. So just sharing that with you. 1986, Libya. They killed Americans. 1986, President Ronald Reagan, he bombed Libya. And he bombed the leader's house. They've been totally silent for 25 years. And then guess what happened? Somebody apologized. What does that tell you as well? Pipelines. Let's talk about that. I mean, in Canada, it's so messed up now. I'm being polite. It is screwed up. It's just, it can't even be saved. And all because of the prime mistake and other liberal leaders in Canada. Indians, they actually have control in the pipeline. I've never understood it. Federal government, you own the real estate from coast to coast. So where the highways are, right? You own the ditches. You own the railway land, or all the land beside the railways if you don't actually own the railway bed itself. Put the pipeline there. Oh, but that would mean you're using the noodle up here instead of the noodle in the soup, Chinese cook stuff. So you know what? They got to get with the program. But just for your information, here's some pictures for you. Have a look. Pipeline protesters. These are guys that are worried about the environment, right? They hug trees all of the time. Protesters. Got it? Pipeline. Got it? Hey, y'all come back tomorrow with more for you from the right. See ya.